Throw a topic down. Let's go.
I don't have a topic. Hey, everybody. Welcome. You're listening to Is the Mic Still On? With, hey.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Good.
Starting to the left. Who we got on the show? Starting to the left. Go.
Shit, I am on the left. Hey, guys. This is Sophie.
Wow. And this is BZ 430.
FIFO 24-7.
Rod.
Rod. Come on now.
Rod. I blow.
Hell no.
I blow.
That's my teacher.
I edit videos.
I'm Ken.
Hello, and welcome to this very special episode of Is the Mic Still On? I have no idea why Ken did that intro the way he did. It caught us all off guard, so please forgive the awkwardness. Today's episode is us discussing Lonzo Ball's comments about Nas and hip-hop, and about getting old as a whole. Enjoy.
So it was about a week or two ago, the newest Laker rookie, Lonzo Ball, probably one of the most heralded rookies since probably LeBron James, He said hip hop or people, Nas ain't hip hop no more. Real hip hop is Migos and Future.
Okay.
That's how you feel? I'm just saying
something to discuss?
I'm just saying this guy right here, when we did our sports show, he was, oh man, I got something next time we gonna have to bring it up.
Go ahead, Ken.
No, man, you know,
he's not, oh God.
See, so here we go with the he's 19 type of excuses. Oh, he's 19. You know, like, come on, man. I just, like, to hear something like that, yeah, I got taken aback. And I was like, man, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Like, we're really going to put the future of hip-hop into the hands of, oh, my God.
Y'all have this conversation,
I just realized
like
what
every
I was about to say.
In future.
Excellent pun.
Future and Migos, like, for real, is that what we're doing?
But that they're kind of the guys that are up next, and they're the ones that's making all of the music. They're the guys that everybody wants to make music with right now.
Is it with?
Yes.
Or trying to bite their style,
yeah,
somewhat.
Who's jumping for a Nas feature in 2017.
And also,
they should be.
But that's not the point.
Nah.
Oh my God.
And Ken, look, man, look, when you look at his daddy, LeVar Ball, right? Does he come across like one of those guys that listens to hip hop? He doesn't to me. So if he's 19 and he hasn't had an older figure to put him onto some of these older hip hop guys, right? Like he's gonna be influenced by the era. And the era right now is Migos and Future.
But is that all we got, though? Future?
It's not and all
Migos?
Nah,
we got other people.
Just naming just some names. Just
yeah, and that's Migos. Probably what he listens to primarily. I think there's other dudes that he might listen to, but it is.
You know what?
I
understand, like, you're young, and you're going to listen to what everybody in high school is listening to. Granted, he just got out of high school.
Okay.
But to go as far as to say, well, yes, first year in college, right. But to go that far to say Nas isn't hip-hop,
That's the thing I had the issue with. And then also I thought it was very interesting. Did you see what Little B said?
No.
Who?
So, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Curse him.
He said, you better watch your mouth because Nas is always hip-hop. And if you don't watch your mouth, I'm going to have to curse you.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
So you know it's real.
Yeah.
So you know it's real when Little B, the bass guy, come in and put a hex on you.
That's true.
Yeah, that curse is for real.
What's that, Mike?
Who the fuck is this person and why are we supposed to care?
He's like the next. You're not a sports guy, so you
he
really
plays
wouldn't care.
Right?
Yeah, he plays basketball.
Okay, so why are we worried about his opinion on rap?
Because
let him fucking throw a ball in a circle and let's move on with our lives.
Because he's highly influential and a lot of people listen to him.
To hip hop culture.
Listen to him.
LeVar Ball.
Yes.
So
like,
what?
Look, like
people our age or people middle.
Everywhere. He's impactful in that way. Like this guy, he's 19 years old right now.
Not our age though, Mike.
That's my question. So
from a sports side of stuff, yes.
He's influencing people our age to think differently about certain topics like rap.
No. He's not.
Exactly.
I feel you.
So who cares?
But what I'm saying, though, is because his audience covers like people right now really in middle school all the way to people our age that are into sports. When he says something like that, people are going to talk about it.
But why?
What do you mean, but why?
I mean, but why?
Who because cares?
There are a lot of people that.
My point, who gives a shit? Like, kids already think this probably. People that are in middle school, they probably already think that Nas is old head music.
They probably don't even know who the fuck that is.
There you go. Great
Sophie,
point.
Don't.
So great. She
don't what? Tell the truth.
Right. So who gives a fuck what some dude who throws a ball in a circle thinks about what real hip hop is in 2017 when he's 19?
And
he's probably saying what other 19 year olds think.
He named some 90s rappers as his favorite MCs too.
Like who did he name?
I think they asked him his top. This was like back in May. He named Tupac, DMX, Lil Wayne, and Future.
Okay, so yeah. Then why are we confused? Like, I don't. I'm sorry.
You're not a gray cloud. You're not a gray cloud. You're the too old to care. That's what you are. I'm like, there's still an emotional reaction when I hear stuff like that because of like this. Quote unquote semi battle between the current state of music or the current music that's being put out versus the stuff that I like or the stuff that's traditional, what I envision or think rap should be.
But you know, shit is always going to change. So what's the issue?
Because it's changing for the worse.
That's your opinion. No.
It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. It's changing for the worse.
This is an old head argument. Old people are the ones that are really having this argument and really getting upset about it. And I'm not taking myself out of the situation because I used to. I just don't give a fuck anymore. Dead and Hip Hop has ruined that for me.
This used to be
a fun discussion to have with people of, you know, what is real hip hop and what is the future of rap music. And after doing this and hearing so many terrible rappers, I just don't even care to have this discussion anymore because I just don't give a shit.
I thought Michael Rapaport's response was funny.
Yeah. What did he say?
He's over the top. He's been making these reaction videos.
No.
He's been making these reaction videos about. No, I'm just saying. He's been making these reaction videos about, like, you know, Lonzo fucking Ball. No. You come from something. Where you come from? What's the name?
LA.
Of that?
Chino Hills.
Chino, yeah. You come from freaking Chino Hills. What hip hop head comes from freaking Chino Hills? He just. Rating and ratting and going off.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. A basketball player said he likes Migos and Future over Nas and whoever
19-year-old basketball
and
player.
And a grown-ass man, Michael Rapaport, is making reaction videos to a 19-year-old kid talking about rap.
But that goes to what Ralph is saying, that a 19-year-old kid could say something like that, and you got a grown man making a reaction video to him about what he said. Like Michael Rapaport, who has the visibility and reach to actually, like, he's not gonna hear what I say.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But Michael Rapaport, you know, carries way more weight and influence than I do.
Yeah, we can. Because you're not going to do anything about
regardless.
It. They don't need to be defended. They don't need to be defended. This is a dumb kid making a dumb kid comment.
But that's probably what he works out to and shit too.
Wait,
like,
what?
He works out to Migos and
You know what I'm saying?
But I get that. You can not listen to Nas and you cannot like Nas, but you got to acknowledge that Nas is one of the greatest of all time.
I mean,
you have to.
You can't just say Nas ain't hip hop.
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you?
He can say what the fuck he wants.
We know,
but that doesn't mean anything.
Our age will say, okay, you're a dumbass kid who plays basketball. Next discussion.
So that's what I'm saying.
But if we all flip out about it.
I'm not saying flip out.
Then it makes it relevant.
What I'm saying. What are we doing right now? We're having a discussion about this dumb kid saying something stupid.
But I still think to Rod's point, you can't just disrespect the OG like that. Like, come on, man. Like, you say, yeah, you know, Nas is cool. Nas is great. You know, but, you know, I just don't rock with that type of music. I like the Futures and the Migos of the world.
From saying, like, okay, yeah, y'all might like it, but I don't like that shit. Okay, cool. You don't have to like it. But don't just ignore a whole bunch of people that think Nas is great.
I feel you. He said something stupid. I just don't feel the point in getting up in arms about it. Because to me, he's a fucking, he's an athlete. I understand he has influence, but that influence isn't needed because the kids already think.
But there is a connection between hip hop and basketball.
Absolutely.
Yep. I agree with you, but what I'm saying is he's not going to lead the next charge in rap music because this dumb fuck. I don't call him a dumb fuck. I don't know this guy. I'm sorry. Just because this kid said something dumb doesn't mean that means the industry is automatically going to shift to what this kid's saying. It's already shifting that way anyway.
I slightly disagree because depending on the the size of the athlete, like his mm-hmm. reach, his range, his popularity, mm-hmm. he could. And I'll give you an example. LeBron James mm-hmm. did a workout video mm-hmm. to a guy out of Detroit, T. Grizzly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that video blew up. Like, it blew up. Like, his sales skyrocketed.
But that's putting somebody on. That's not removing someone from the conversation. I don't think there's any athlete that can step in and say, this person should be removed from the conversation of rap. And y'all are really, like, you're just getting a little bit. I understand. Trust mm-hmm. me. If a random kid that I'm sitting next to says, man, Mike, I want to tell you, Nas ain't hip-hop. We're going to have a discussion about this. But it's some fucking athlete guy that I don't know who I can't reach. I can't make myself care. He's not talking to me.
Yeah, but he's not talking to you, but he's talking to a lot of people that's behind him.
Who already think that? I'm telling you, I don't know if they think this.
It's possible.
I really don't feel like that type of thing is going to shape the way that somebody actually like listens to the type of music that they already like or don't like.
Exactly.
I don't know about that. People are easily impressionable.
Yes. And then you got to remember, like I said, his audience is vast. It's very young and it's very old.
So do you really think that kids are like, you know what? I have Nas over here on this left side and I have Migos and Future on this right side. I just listen to this person give their opinion on what, you know, they think about the music. I'm going to listen to just Migos and Future now. Right. Like,
yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, it is. And it was a comment, Mike, believe it or not, kind of under your breath, where, yes, he is impacting the younger generation, right? So just think about sometimes the issues you might have at home, like trying to raise a kid, mm-hmm. where you're trying to put them onto something, but these role models, mm-hmm. right, say something and it supersedes what you say.
Sure.
Or celebrities or whatever, right? Like, just you hold them in a higher place, even than some kids, than even their parents, right?
Absolutely.
So if I'm a hip hop head dad, and I'm trying to get my kid like, oh, yo, Nas is dope. Like, listen to this. Look at all of these breakdowns. And then his favorite basketball player says, oh, Nas is whack. Damn, bro.
What's gonna happen then? What do we do?
Life is not over. You got a bunch of people coming out saying
Mike sound like just attacking the OGs and saying that they're whack, and then
like you're creating that new wave.
I feel like it's just a different sound too,
honestly, because it's just like the production and stuff like that is different. Like, you're probably gonna want to listen to something that you feel like is
lit.
Whatever, it's exactly, fine. Right.
They don't say fire anymore. I think fire is gone.
Oh,
shit.
I'm late. That hip young cat over there.
I'm late.
Late as hell.
Yeah. You old as hell.
I learned that word. I thought I was going to get y'all today.
Man, so you know, I just recently found out that I'm old because I'm still on Twitter and Instagram.
Young people don't. Is that true?
Sophie? Like one of the homies, she had brought her daughter to the fight party, and
how old is her daughter?
Like 15.
Like 13 to 15, around there.
Like 15.
Yeah. Yeah, around there. And she, had a little conversation with her, and she's like, "Oh, so like, what social media are you on?" I'm like, "You know, Twitter and Instagram." She said, "Oh, you old."
Were you offended, or did you say, "Great, cool, no more young people I have to deal with on Twitter"?
Well, no, I didn't know that young people weren't using Twitter and Instagram anymore. I didn't know that.
What is she using?
Old thing.
Is she, wait.
And stuff like
she's
that.
Using the Future.
I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, she. Well, I don't know. I didn't.
Like, they be using Snapchat
Thriller.
Triller, not Thriller.
What
Triller.
Is Triller?
Triller is like a dance thing where you can like.
It's a no for me, dog.
Huh?
It's a no for me.
You don't know about it?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
But yeah, but see, you're not.
So you're transitioning now.
You're not in the young bucket. Yeah, you're getting old.
So I'll be like,
Yo, Sophie's legit getting. She's going through that Ralph phase, that FIFO phase. But nah, like my daughter, like 15 and all that. Nah, it's like Triller. Like it's like a dance app where you can dance to it, like popular music and stuff. Wait, I'm confused.
Is it like just dance or some shit?
No, do you record yourself? It's like 15, 20 seconds. It's almost like a Snapchat, but you can like dance to some. You do some dance to it, and they use it for like social. You can share it across social.
Oh, so wait. I think I might.
Yeah.
Is it like.
You probably see it all the time.
No. Is that where like people take scenes out of movies or some shit and they talk they do that too. It or something.
They do that too. Yeah. They do
oh,
that
I just never knew what it was called. Right. But I so think I've seen that before.
Those type of apps. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's a different culture. Yeah, it's a different culture for the kids.
It seems like it's just every app that comes out is just it's stupider. And stupid.
You know what I think though? Stupider. I think a lot of apps that come out are usually integrated with like Instagram or Twitter. Like it's always something that, oh, this is a dance app, but you can sync it to Twitter to make a tweet funnier or something that. Yeah. Like even like meme culture and stuff like that. Yeah. Like for you to take, I don't know, like something from a childhood show and like remix it with like a song or something and then put it on Twitter to make your tweet funnier like that. Yeah. I guess it's new, but it's still
attached to the original platforms.
Or integrated in some way.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, those are the OG platforms. At the end of the day, they still have the most users.
Right, so, which that's why that comment made no sense to me.
Yeah, but, I guess I'm seeing the second transition now, me personally. You know, I'm like my mid-30s. That's way different. So, I don't know, man. Like, just the interactions with kids that I have is just like, wow.
I would just rather not have interactions with most kids.
So me either.
But you don't even
I don't have a choice.
But you have children.
Yeah, so I don't have a choice. So I have to be aware. Like you when, know. When that you whole kick know. Thing happened. Like,
well, I still never knew what kick was.
Kick is kick. Kick. You know about it, right? Yeah. So yeah, they use that too.
Well, that's I don't like know a
it's like a messaging thing, right?
Like, why won't y'all
just kick me?
Only lame people had kick, though.
Y'all kick, yeah.
Only where my hug at niggas had kick.
Yo,
basically, like
where my hug at niggas kick,
like people who you never really wanted to give your real number, they'd be like, "Man, what's your kick?" And you just be like, "Nigga, I don't even have kick. Like, what are you talking about?"
Somebody approach you like that, yo, what's your kick?
Dead ass.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, especially like on social media and stuff. Like they'll comment.
Oh, lame, dude.
You'll
that's
be like,
crazy.
But what's your kick? I don't want to talk to you.
That's so lame, dude. Wow.
Isn't that lame as fuck?
That's crazy.
Right? It's so lame. Oh,
yeah. So
God.
I mean, I saw people talking about like, what's your kick and this and that. Add me on kick, but I never downloaded it. I never had interest in it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was around obviously like when it was a thing, but I just never gave a fuck.
Wow. It must
but
work.
It must have been a younger thing.
It is a younger
but
thing.
But you know what? I think that's probably because, like, for example, a lot of kids got iPhones that their parents handed them down or whatever, but there's no service yet, so they're only on Wi-Fi, and then they use these apps to kind of communicate with their friends.
I'll be 100% honest. I don't mind it because, it's a platform for them. You know, I'd rather them be on that than Instagram and a Twitter and all that because, I mean,
it's too much going on. Yeah, it'd be too much going on.
I didn't let my daughter get Instagram for a long time.
She got one now?
She has one now, yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, she has one now.
God
but
bless.
I'm about to follow her.
Huh?
Is that the private?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, set the private.
She said, God bless.
Damn, that's wow. Raph getting old.
Well,
and man. Sophie. Don't forget Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie too.
That's the interesting
one. Raph getting old, he's just not realizing.
Yes. That's exactly what's happening in my life. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm that old? Like y'all looking at me like that? Like I'm the grandfather in the room now?
Yep.
Man, it's welcome crazy, dude. It's crazy.
But I think the thing with that particular app, that particular situation, probably a lot of situations like that, is that they don't have lasting power. Like you're gonna have a lot of people flock to it, and then they'll get bored, and then they move on to something else. Like the OGs will always be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everybody's on Instagram. That's the one. You know, so this is just something new that they're probably doing around the high school.
And so Snapchat ain't in that bucket now?
Snapchat messed up by Instagram when Instagram
video. Yeah.
But Snapchat is still preferred by a lot of people because your snaps go away.
Yeah.
And even though Instagram
still use Snapchat.
Yeah, it still have its user base, but like they didn't. Well, I mean, look, the thing is, in most businesses, your stuff would be copied. And they got copied, and they failed to adapt or innovate, I should say. And, you know, while they maintained their user base, and I think it was a report that they actually saw a loss, people still on it, and
which
people still
sense.
Use it. Yeah, it makes sense. Like, nobody's flocking to it anymore.
I had never really – I mean, I got on Snapchat, maybe a couple years ago or whatever, but it always sucked the life out of my battery, so I just wasn't fucking with it because of that. And every time you don't do a new update, it's always like glitchy or you take a picture or something like that and then it'll just like delete or the app will close or some shit. And I was like, fuck this. So when Instagram came out with their thing, I was like, okay, I already have this. And it's already integrated. You already got your set amount of followers. You're just like, okay, cool.
Yep.
So I think it's just easier that way.
Like,
You're on Snapchat.
No, the fuck I'm. Oh, I did. I joined it. No, hold on, time out. I joined it only because when I went to that Atmosphere show, Slug was taking a Snapchat, and I wanted to go on there and grab it. But then I got on there, and I was like, I don't know how to get this off. So it's lost. It's lost. I mean, that's one of my favorite rappers, so I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to get that. But after, I have not been on there since, and that was damn near
so
8 months ago.
What do you not understand about it?
Why it's
you
dumb
do it on Instagram,
like
though.
No, I, like, no, no, no. I was saying, the thing I don't understand is, like, it seems like what people, or the features that I've noticed from Snapchat are, like, the people that take pictures of themselves and they put those stupid fucking dog
filters.
Ears on themselves.
Yeah,
or they put I don't understand why anyone thinks that's cute. It's dumb.
It is. Sophie. Like, I see women do it. I see women.
It alters your face. It's not just the ears and the tone. That's just like a I don't even know what they call it.
It's stupid.
No. But it makes your eyes pop or your cheeks and all that stuff. It's more than just the ears and the tongue. It's more to the. It's actually altering your face a little bit.
It's still stupid. Yeah.
Sophie, I just want to ask something because I know women like.
Oh yeah, Sophie would be the perfect one.
I see females do it a lot.
Well, you know what's funny? I actually used to think that it was the stupidest shit ever. Like, why the fuck are people doing this? This is so fucking stupid. Right. Oh my god.
But
2 months later, and you're like,
so it's funny.
What is this
So you do it for
Let Sophie do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it sounds like you're making a dick sucking sound. And that's all. I was like, that's really rude.
That does not sound. Okay.
When you're a puppy, like when you make yourself into a puppy.
I've been getting it different than
Clearly.
Okay. Oh my God. Never mind. Yeah. You're about to tell too much of your business.
Fuck shit.
But now, when you use this filter and you put out your tongue, then the dog filter makes that noise.
Yeah.
Like they're
slurping. I've never heard that sound.
You should do it right now. Hold on.
Stop. If you don't stop doing that.
Mike, hold on.
You don't have to
pull it up.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, no, no. For real.
It's like those doggy things.
Okay,
that
Mike.
Stupid flower.
No, for real. For real.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Just use it this one time.
I will not.
You don't. You don't gotta post it.
I will not. I don't trust you. First of all, it's on your phone.
Okay, it's on my phone, but
no.
Hold
just
it.
Do it. Just do it. Let's,
just hold it.
This would be interesting.
Okay.
I know we can't
look.
See
so
it.
So just put it in front of your face, right?
Well, it's on B.
Oh, turn it around.
Mike just turned the phone around.
You hold his ass.
Hey, that's why you still got the first iPhone.
Man, if y'all would have saw what Mike just did.
Okay.
If y'all would have saw what Mike just did. Mike was like.
You know what I meant. Okay, so the camera's on you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so take your finger and press like where you see your face on the camera and hold it down. Do you see a little...
I see something's float, yeah.
Okay, and then are there like circles at the bottom?
Can I let go of it now?
Yeah, you can let go of it now. Now, okay, click a circle at the bottom. The Wi-Fi is pretty shitty in here, but one of those things should pop up.
Okay, it didn't do anything.
Can somebody help him out?
I don't snap.
Turn your phone on.
Let me see the phone.
It's loading.
It's loading?
Okay, see, that's too much time for me to do something.
Oh, wait, no, 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 it came up. Go back.
You gotta
just click one of them.
I did.
Well, click another one.
Raise your eyebrow.
Okay.
Now what?
Look at him. Look. If y'all can see what Mike is doing right now, this shit is fucking hilarious.
It would be funny if this shit was live right now.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, I don't want a voice changer. Raise your eyebrow. I fucking did.
And it's not doing anything?
He's raising both of them.
If I do this
shit. He's raising both of them.
There's a light.
It's doing it for you?
Yes.
It's that's
the
crazy.
The light is messing it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, maybe it's the
no,
light
the app
making...
knows that I think it's stupid. It doesn't want me to
like,
do
fuck
it.
Fuck you, Mike.
See, this is kind of cute.
I'm good. Like, there's nothing cute about a girl with fucking dog ears and a dog tongue.
No, I feel you.
It's weird.
Yeah, and when I saw it, like, I'm like, damn, am I starting to get old? That was one of my realizations. Like, shit. I'm the old guy in the room now. Because I thought it was dumb as hell, too.
No, I thought it was dumb as shit, like, 3 years ago. I still kind of think it's dumb, but mostly because it drains my battery. But I'm like, fuck that. You literally get on Snapchat on 100 and you're like, damn, now I'm on fucking 40.
And these girls make these things where it's like their face is like really light and then they'll just be like a floating.
It's a filter.
Flower.
Yeah.
I get it, but
it's like, what's the point?
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you want to look like a fucking mime face with a flower in your hair? Like, why is that cute? Like are dudes pulling up and be like, oh man, that chick. Like, what?
No, I mean, they talk shit about it.
I'm trying to fuck that puppy.
It's
I'm trying to get up in there puppy. Stop. People, stop with the slurping.
I'm trying to get under that puppy.
Did you just let everybody know. Let the record show that that's Fipo slurping.
Yeah, thank you, Rod. That is only Fipo that's over here slurping over here on the microphone.
Oh, man.
So we got a question from Isaiah. Hey guys, first of all, I want to say that I'm a big fan of the show and of course what you guys do on the channel.
Preach.
Recently, I've gotten out of a weird 2-year situation with this girl that I had liked for a long time where we were seeing each other, but not really dating, if that makes sense. Obviously it makes sense. She was too scared to actually start a serious relationship, and it got to the point where I finally put myself first and ended it last month. Though it wasn't a full relationship, I didn't talk to any other women doing those during those 2 years, and right out of the gate, I've already started talking to someone new. Hold on. Now I'm having second thoughts on whether or not I rushed into something too quickly after finally getting out of my past situation. Do you guys think I should continue talking to this new person or maybe give myself a little bit more time just to be single? Thanks in advance, Isaiah.
First of all, like you said, it was a situation, so it wasn't anything serious, right? Yeah. So what does it matter?
But you still develop feelings over that time, course, especially if you're being exclusive.
But still, it still was just a situation, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, is it really that big a deal?
No, the feelings are still there. It's 2 years.
Was it though? Because he called it a situation, and then he said, "What did he say after the situation?"
Wasn't really dating.
Yes, mm-hmm. He said those two things in there.
He said we weren't even really dating, but dating.
Right. If that makes sense.
They probably were just fucking, and you know, she might have been cooking for him, talking to them about the feelings and shit. There was just no title.
You're not even labeling it a boyfriend girlfriend situation. So why?
I agree. It's not like he got played. The girl was probably talking to other people. He wasn't talking to nobody
else. Yeah, how about say? Because then you said in the question he wasn't talking to
anybody. It's not like he took it seriously, but she didn't.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like.
Old Lawrence ass.
That fits.
I don't know.
Yeah, damn.
Look, man, you were just talking to the one that you was talking to for 2 years, right? Like, you're getting yourself into kind of like a new situation or whatever, right? Like, being around a whole bunch of young people the last, like, month or so, I've heard a whole bunch of new terms. Like, now there's this thing called serial dating.
Oh, hell right?
No. Like, yeah. I guess I didn't have a term growing up, but now I guess there's a term. Serial date. Just
what
talk.
Is that? What is that?
Date multiple people.
You just date a whole bunch of people.
Oh, is like, that not dating?
See, not how I grew up.
I think it's more like you're not really telling the person that you're dating a gang of other people.
Oh,
right?
that's what that
they wouldn't
is?
Just expect
it just
that?
Sounds like a hoe to me.
That's what I equated it.
But label on
it. Right. They're just rebranding the word.
Rebranding this. But look. I'm a serial dater. I'm not a hoe. I'm just a serial dater.
Wait, you got to be a hoe to like go out with multiple people?
No, I didn't say that. All I'm saying is that for him, for Joey, right? That's his name?
No,
I
don't want Isaiah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why
I'm
talking
about Joey.
What the fuck did you get
Joey?
Joey.
Look, Isaiah. Look, I did. I sure did. I get that from my grandma, though. I sure do. This is hilarious. Hey, but anyway, Isaiah, look, man, just talk to a whole bunch of different chicks. Don't just talk to one and close yourself off from all of the other ones if you are not going to be in a serious, committed relationship. Talk to 20 girls at one time. How old are you?
Oh, shit.
Did he say?
No, I don't.
Okay, but I'm just saying, max that shit out.
Damn, you know not max it out.
He doesn't sound like a maxer. Though.
He doesn't sound like a maxer though. Not everybody.
They talk to three of them.
That's too much for him.
So he's
a romantic.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's not like he's really.
You know what I think you should do, Isaiah? Yeah. I think you should take some time to yourself and just reflect.
No,
that shit.
No, Isaiah, fuck off.
Because for real, like sometimes you get so invested into other people when you're trying to be in a situationship or a relationship, and you end up not knowing what the fuck you want, where the fuck you want to go, all that other shit. So when you're clouding up your personal space and time with like other people and what you want to do, it might not really be like. You know, like you actually finding more out about yourself.
But that's only if you're looking for something serious soon or something. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't sound like he's doing
being by yourself.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like he wants to do that with that chick. He just doesn't want to admit it. Yeah. That's what it sounds mm-hmm. like.
What you asked me? What you say?
Wait, you were saying that what I was suggesting sounds like
it, him. When you're ready to try to find something serious, then I think then you need to kind of reflect on what you actually want. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself some time.
I don't agree with that. No.
You say you don't?
No.
So you think you should just do that all the time?
Yeah, like like when you're like by yourself, just like single and stuff like that. I mean, it depends on what type of person you are. If you know you like to be around multiple people and want to date multiple people, then do that. But he doesn't sound like that type of person.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He doesn't.
So I mean, if I were you, I would just be like, let me just chill out for a second. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to cut the girl off, but let her come to you, and then you know.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, like okay, you know what I'm saying? Just be out here like pressed over somebody. Just kind of like figure yourself out. Figure out, you know, what you want for lunch. Treat yourself, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, but that probably was some really good ass pussy.
Oh my God.
I think
oh my God.
If you really think about it, like I think that could be the thing, man. Probably was just some really good ass 2 years and not going to date anybody else.
Mood.
Like for real.
Mood.
Like that shit must have been good. Like snap back good to the point where he just couldn't leave. And now he done turned around and he done got out of it. She done played him. He done got out of it, starting to date somebody else whose pussy's probably not as good. And now that's why he fucked up. He don't know what to do.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Hey, what just happened?
Let me get the
just
bottom.
Saying.
I think that's probably
what's happening.
They got pussy. Look, Isaiah, I'm saying.
It happened.
Whip the pussy.
It had to have been hard for him to just kind of take that first step and be like, nah, I can't do this anymore, and just think about myself.
I think it's a combination between what Mike and Ken just said, as vulgar,
I think
as
he's
crazy.
In love.
Yeah,
it's
a combination between what he said.
So you know what though? It's getting cold outside.
Yeah,
I just need him to just stay strong.
Cold outside. Yeah.
It's getting
season.
Cold. No,
pussy. Not quite.
He gonna turn on some Drake and just hit her up. Don't do it. I make bad decisions every fucking fall.
He should be honest.
Every fall.
The problem with that whole email is it reeks of dishonesty.
God damn.
He's dishonest. I'm not trying to shit on the guy, but he needs to be honest with himself and be honest with this chick.
The girl he's talking to, yeah.
Yes. It sounds to me like he's a lot more into that chick than he wants to let on. Ken is partly right. If you were fucking with this girl for 2 years and y'all were just dating but not really dating, but you weren't seeing anybody else, it sounds like, why would you say that if she was also not seeing anybody else? It sounds like he was kind of getting played, so he was just like, look, I can't do that no more, I'm going to go. And she was like, okay.
Me
well, I got fucking Jeremy, Chad, and Kevin over here. I'm good. He needs to go. Maybe she didn't think
not
that he
Chad.
Was serious,
Chad
too.
Chad back.
Oh, you know, Chad's always around. You know what I mean? You think Chad is gone. Chad is always right around the corner. He should go back to that girl and just be like, look, I want to be straight up. I have feelings for you, you know.
Back to the girl that he cut off?
Yes, because I feel like he only cut her off because she wasn't giving him what he wanted.
Right.
And maybe it's because he wasn't being honest about it.
He was ready to go to another level and she wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
So.
Wait, if she wasn't, then why would he go back and try to get back in that situation?
Because
doesn't mean that his is going away. Right. Just because she didn't.
I kind of feel like he would have, though.
He would have what?
He would have, you know, told her like, yo, like,
bruh,
I kind of want.
Don't you go back to that damn woman?
Because honestly, look, don't do that. Because if y'all would have been together by now, it would have happened already.
Yep.
So just keep it pushing. Honestly,
I don't know.
Okay, here you go with the bullshit.
What you mean? I mean, people's minds change over time. She might have got, she might have got her fix, and then now it might be the time that she wants to get serious. So why would you say don't go back?
Come on, fix.
So you saying that person's gonna stay where they are the whole, like they're never gonna want to get into a serious relationship?
That is not at all what I'm
saying. And he might be ready. Well, what are you saying then?
She might not want a serious relationship with him.
But how do you know if he doesn't say
it? Yeah, if he doesn't say anything.
If he never
said
anything.
What I'm saying is, if they have kind of sort of floating around, fucking, whatever, been together, almost not really, kind of sort of, for 2 years, I'm sure that they've had conversations around that topic.
Maybe not. Because when you're in those situations, that type of stuff usually doesn't come up because, you know, it's a mutual thing. You both have an understanding. So now you go away because you don't want to make it weird. Or whatever, to bring it up now. You just like, okay, well, you continue doing your thing, I'm gonna do my thing, but then he doesn't really want to do his thing, so so time has passed, like, yo, maybe now I should go back and like, yo, I want to get serious with you, but if you don't, you know, cool. I think he should just at least try it.
That would just hurt. He just gonna open that wound up all over again. That poor baby.
But the wound's never gonna be closed if he doesn't confront it. If he's just gonna be a baby about it.
It started scabbing over a little bit.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Cause he ain't. He ain't seeing nobody else. I don't give a fuck what he just said in that email. He ain't seeing nobody else.
He is seeing somebody else.
He ain't seeing nobody else.
He is seeing somebody else.
That's why he's asking. Read what the very last line was, what he asked us.
Mike is a bitch.
He is.
Okay. I'm kidding.
I'll be that.
No, I'll be that.
I ain't the one emailing fucking YouTubers asking what to do about my woman.
I'm kidding. Let's see.
The very last part.
Thanks. Okay. Do you guys think I should continue to talk to this new person or maybe just give myself some time? Aww.
There's no new person. What he's
she
asking,
there, but he not thinking about her.
Let me translate
like that.
What this really means.
He be in bed with her.
Should I
thinking
move
about the other girl.
On and go find somebody else, or should I wait? You should talk to the girl. If she doesn't want your ass, then move on. Yes. It's really that simple.
See, wow. At least that way you know is
that's true.
At least
it's kind of like closure for yourself.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Like I don't always believe in closure either, but I mean that in that situation it sounds necessary for you to actually move on with the new person that might, or in Mike's case, might not be there.
You type that long of a question, yeah, bro. You need closure because this is obviously eating you up. So talk to that chick. If she ain't with it, go fuck a whole bunch of other chicks, and then when you're ready,
oh my fucking god,
when you're ready, then find you somebody that you can actually be with. But don't sit around crying about it.
So the reason why this episode is very special is because it's my last one. If any of you follow me on Twitter or listen to Runaway Jukebox, your favorite music podcast, you may have heard that I just got a job offer in Charlotte that I can't refuse, and my girlfriend and I are moving there in the next week. So this will be the last episode produced by me. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the show is ending. Since this happened so last minute, we're still figuring out things on the back end. But you can definitely continue to check out our mini episodes through the entire month of September on the Anchor FM app. On a personal note, I just want to thank y'all for helping make this show a success. It's been my honor and privilege to work with the Dead End Hip Hop crew and getting to know the audience, you all, so personally. Y'all keep in touch online. You know I'll still be around talking my shit on Twitter. But until next time, I'll see you.